Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, August the 28th, 2020. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus that is ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen the number of cases of death escalating in recent days in Tunga.
Indeed, Mav, tonight we are talking about the alleged human rights situation in Zimbabwe, with Western embassies releasing a joint statement today, calling on the government to respect human rights and implement political reforms. But first, let's take a look at the coronavirus situation in Zimbabwe. We had a deadly week this week. We lost more than 30 people in 3 days due to coronavirus, and that's a lot of people. On Monday, there were no deaths, zero. But Tuesday, we had 11 deaths. 10 of them were from Harare and one from Mashonaland West. On Wednesday, there were 13 more deaths, 10 again from Harare, 2 from Matabeleland South, 1 from Mashonaland East. And yesterday, on Thursday, we had 10 deaths, 7 from Harare, 1 from Bulawayo, 1 from Midlands, 1 from Mashonaland Central. And that brought the total of people who have died of coronavirus in Zimbabwe so far to 189. Again, we had a particularly deadly week this week, Mav, and we don't know what today brings.
Yes, and Tunga, and the total cases of people that have actually contracted COVID-19 in the country stands at 6,292. But there is some bit of good news that there are some who caught COVID-19 but were able to fight it, and those stand at 5,010 people. So a bit of good news coming in there from Zimbabwe. But let's take a look at the world scene in Tunga. We see that the U.S., where we are, is one of the epicenters of COVID-19 currently, when we look at the global figures and what's coming out of Johns Hopkins University. We see that globally there are 24 million people that have contracted COVID-19 with 831,000 deaths. And here in the United States, there are 5,867,000 people that have contracted COVID-19 with 180,000 deaths in Tunga.
Indeed, Mava, lingaba lichona njani ema kaya siyabonga ukuba lati kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Siyabonga mpela ukusivumela ukubana singene ema kaya enu. Singumsakazo wabantu, yikho silethulela nje izindaba ezilohlonzi mihla ngemihla. Udaba esingalo namhlanje ludaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo koluntu okubikwa kusenziwa ngohulumende nama abalwela amalungelo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, amanye amazwe. Kodwa yena uhulumende uyakulandula uthi akula kwephulwa kwamalungelo okukhona. Ngakho yilo udaba esingalo namhlanje. Kodwa okwakuqala sikhangele udaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, i-coronavirus phela, ukuthi kumi njani elizweni. Kuliviki ele Zimbabwe lilahlekelwe ngabantu abanengi mpela, esingathi 34 phakathi kwamalanga amathathu bebulawa yilomkhuhlane. Ngomvulo akula muntu obhubhileyo, kodwa ngolwesibili kubhubhe abangu-11. Abangu-10 ngabe Harare, 1 ngowe-Mashonaland West. Kuthe ngolwesithathu ngemva kwayizolo kubhubhe abantu abangu-13. Abangu-10 babo njalo ngabe Harare, Abangu 2, abemathebelele South, then oyedwa ngweMashonaland East. Kuzothi izolo ke ngolwesithathu kubhubhe abantu abangu 10. Bringing a total to 34. This week kuphela. Abangu 7 babo ngabe Harare, 1 ngakoBulawayo, 1 ngweMidlands, 1 ngweMashonaland Central. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi inani labantu asebebulewe yilo mkhuhlane selokhu waqhamukayo eZimbabwe selifike ku-189. Singazi ukuthi elalamhlanje lisiphathelene ngoba amanani abantu abahlolwe lamuhla labantu ababhubhe namuhla azaphuma ebusuku uhlelo lolu solwedlule. Ngakho asazi kumbe baza bakhona abafileyo lamhlanje, bakhona ababanjiweyo lomkhuhlane, kodwa nxa sikhangela obekusenzakala kuli viki silakho ukubona inani lasebebanjiwe lomkhuhlane lasebefile lisiya phezulu njalo. Bona asebebanjiwe lomkhuhlane elizweni sebe ngu-6,292. Asebe-recovered though, sebe 5,010, which means ukuthi abantu abalokhe begula kathesi bangu-1,093. Emhlabeni jikelele khona umkhuhlane lo usubulele abantu abedlula 830,000, and that's a lot of people. Kuthi asebebanjelwe umkhuhlane bona sebe ngu-24.6 million maf.
Aha, kune avo vacha vari pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu pa Life Talk. Anasi tiri kukurukura tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 icho chauraya vanhu vazhinji pasi rose uye nemunyika yeZimbabwe. Apo taona iro vhiki rino zvizhinji zvichiitika uyezve tichiona uwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi uchikwira. Parizvino regai timbotarisa kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti parizvino pane vanhu 6,292 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19. Totarira zvakare kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19 asi vakakwanisa kurikunda, vanhu vari pa-5,010. Uyezve tombotarisa vanhu vachaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 parizvino vari pa-189. Saka zvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe parizvino. Uyezve tombotarisa kuti pasi rose zvakamira sei. Pasi rose parizvino pane vanhu 24 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, 831 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Muno muAmerica matiri kutepfenyura tiri mune vanhu 5.8 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, kuine zvakare vanhu 180,000 vawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 13,794 vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19, 605 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tichange tichivhenganisa zvakawanda zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano, tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, tichiona kuti pane vamwe vane mizinda iri muZimbabwe, dzimwe nyika dzekunze kwenyika dzawanikwa dzichinyorera hurumende panyaya yavari kuti iyo pane kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa munyika yeZimbabwe. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti hurumende pari zvino iri kuti iyo hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti nhasi taona Dr. Patson Dzamara vachiradzikwa kumusha kwavo kwaMutoko. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuMatare, uko takaona Job Sikala, Jacob Ngarivhume naHopo Chingono vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso kuti vatongwe vachibva kumba etunga.
Yebo, mazi kunjalo. Udaba luka Patson Dzamara abanengi lizwile ngelethemba ukuthi ubhubhe kuthange udliwe ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane kuthiwa yi-colon cancer. UPatson Dzamara ube ngumne wabo kaItai Dzamara, yena owathunjwa 5 years ago. Wanyamalala lalamhlanje akwaziwa ukuthi wadliwa yini, watshonaphi. Ingakho ubekiwe lamhlanje uPatson Tsamara bamphelekezele abaningi abagoqela umkhokheli weMDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Emthethwandaba khona lamhlanje uJacob Ngarivume umkhokheli weTransform Zimbabwe noHopewell Chingono lizakhumbula ukuthi babotshwe ngenyanga edluleyo, more than a month ago, in connection lokutshengisela okwakuza kwenzakala mhlaka 31 July. Sebencitshwe ibail, I think, kafor konke. Lamhlanje bebese High Court becela ukubana bakhululwe ngebail ukuze bathonisiswe bevela ngekhaya. Ngokunjalo omantshi abaphethe isicelo zabo bathe bazahluza bazakwethula rather izinqumo zabo mhlaka 2 ngoSeptember, that's next week on Wednesday. And that's one of the issues that many people are pointing to, saying that the arrest of Ngarivume, Hopewell Chingono, Job Scala and others, and their constant denial of bail clearly shows that there are human rights violations in Zimbabwe, but the government says that is not true. So that brings us to a joint statement today by Western embassies, and those who are watching this on my screen, I'll give it a quick read. The heads of mission of Canada, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, and the United Kingdom, as well as the United States of America, issue the following statement. 2 years ago, in his inaugural speech, President Emmerson Mnangagwa vowed to save the country and all of its people. It is in this spirit that the heads of mission express their deep concern with the current political, economic, social, and health crisis that most Zimbabweans are experiencing today. The heads of mission stand by the people of Zimbabwe in their desire for a peaceful and prosperous democracy. It is because we care about the people of Zimbabwe that our government provides extensive humanitarian assistance to those affected by drought, natural disasters, and disease, including in this difficult year, the new global pandemic of COVID-19. But COVID-19 must not be used as an excuse to restrict citizens' fundamental freedoms. Freedom of press, of opinion, of expression, and of assembly are all universally recognized human rights and are guaranteed by the Zimbabwean Constitution. The government also has a responsibility to investigate and prosecute those responsible for violating human rights. The heads of mission further reiterate their calls for the government to address corruption and the illicit extraction of Zimbabwe's wealth for personal gain, which continue to undermine Zimbabwe's development and the well-being of its people. If Zimbabwe is to reach its potential, its wealth and resources must be used to save all Zimbabweans. Second last paragraph. Finally, the Zimbabwean people have the right to engage in dialogue to build a better future for their country. But the necessary discussions have so far been hindered by unhelpful rhetoric and blame assigned to several groups, including diplomatic missions and non-state actors. We ask the government to move away from such language and instead to deliver on its long-promised reforms and reach across the divides, implemented to the benefit of all. They will make a difference to the life of all Zimbabweans. Then they concluded thus, "We hope this government is able to deliver on its initial vision and live up to the commitments it made when it came to power. As before, we stand ready to provide support in response to meaningful progress on reforms." That's the joint statement they issued today by the embassies of Canada, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, the UK, and the United States. All those embassies are in Zimbabwe. And joining us now, we have a panel of Mr. Tawanda Zokora, an MDC Alliance official in North America. We also have Dr. Masimba Mavaza, a ZANU-PF official in the United Kingdom, as well as Dr. Shepherd Mpofu, a political analyst based in South Africa. let me start with Dr. Shepherd Mpofu. The Zimbabwean government has said vehemently that there are no human rights violations whatsoever. But we are seeing this joint statement from Western embassies today. What's your take of it, Dr. Mpofu?
I think the most important thing that we need to realize is that the Zimbabwean government, since the Robert Mugabe times, have always been in denial about what is happening in Zimbabwe, considering it not a crisis. And also, when human rights abuses happen, they tend to argue that there are no human rights abuses that are happening. This even stems from the days of Gukurahundi, which they later on, especially Mugabe, called the moment of madness. But when it was happening, they denied that such human rights abuses and atrocities and the genocide were actually happening. And what we see now, a few days ago, we saw the video footage of the abduction of Tawanda Muchehiwa by the security agents. And we cannot claim to be living in a democracy where people are abducted, tortured, and then dumped near to their homes. We cannot have a government coming up and saying there is no human rights abuses in the country. We definitely are seeing a situation where human rights abuses are happening in the country in the open eye of the global audiences or global citizens, because most of these things are actually captured on social media, they're captured on surveillance cameras, and people are actually expressing their experiences on various social media platforms. Therefore, I think it's out of place for the government to actually come up and defend the sanity, as it were, of the government and say there are no human rights abuses. And lastly, we see the church actually coming out and saying that there are human rights abuses that are happening, and the church is raising a red flag and outcries. So I do not know what, maybe our government lives in another planet rather than together with Zimbabweans, which is actually concerning, to deny such facts that are glaring and in the open.
Thank you there, Dr. Mpofu, and please do stay on the line. Udokotela Shepherd Mpofu, ucubungula ezombusazwe limzwile lapho ekhuluma yena ukuthi hayi uhulumende yebo engayala ukuthi kulokwephulwa kwamalungelo. Kodwa uthi kulobufakazi balokho ngoba umuntu wonke uyakutsho ukuthi ayephulwa amalungelo oluntu. Mava, and also the die is cast here in Washington. We are in full election mode now that President Donald Trump has accepted the nomination by his party to represent it in the November elections.
Yes, and Tunga, I actually had the opportunity to walk over to the White House yesterday. I did a live from there to see all the pomp and fare around the nomination or the acceptance of the nomination of President Donald Trump. It was actually done at the White House, which is the first time in history, I think they were saying, for a nominee to actually accept at the current White House. But there was also, you know, just outside the White House, there were some people that were protesting. You know, this weekend we have the big Martin Luther King protest, not protest, but, you know, like march, where we have people actually coming in from different states. And, you know, the Black Lives Matter people that are coming here to commemorate that big Martin Luther King speech of the I Have a Dream. But back to Mr. Donald Trump, the current president. Yes, and Tunga, everybody is in election mode. We also saw the Democrats, also Joe Biden, accepting his own nomination only last week, Thursday. So it's full on. And we've seen that they've also opened up postal voting. You know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that, but we're going to watch and see what's going to happen.
Indeed, kunjalo Mav. Sivuyele kudaba lwethu lwencwadi ekhitshwe yi-embassy lamhlanje. Ama-embassies o-America, o-Germany, o-Poland, o-UK bethule umbiko lamhlanje besola uhulumende wezanu-PF. Besithi wephula amalungelo oluntu. Basole njalo i-corruption abathi ibhahile. Bathi kulokutshontshwa kwama-minerals eZimbabwe, isiphathamandla sizinothisa. Ngakho njengokutsho kwami lamhlanje sile ngcweti kwezombusazwe uDokotela Shepherd Mpofu, ubaba uMasimba Mabaza owezanu-PF, lo mnumzana Tawanda Zokora. Mava meno ungavuza weva bamabaza naba Zokora. Saruza wako.
Okay, regaiti tange na Dr. Mabaza veZanu-PF kuti vanotambira sei zvauya izvi kubva kune mizinda yedzimwe nyika dziri muZimbabwe vachishora ivo nyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika, asi hurumende ichiti iyo hapana zvakadai zviri kuitika.
Dr. Mabaza,
thank you, and thank you, Mav. Zvaitwa nevamiririri vedzimwe nyika vari kuZimbabwe ndike kutanga munhau dzevamiririri kuti vanyore vari etim vachiadresa hurumende, asi mukaverenga zvavataura havana kuti kune problem sematauriro azvanga zvichiitwa mazuva aperaya. Vari kutiwo kune economic problem, zvatinobvumirana nazvo kuti zvechiwawo ikonomi yedu haina kumira zvakanaka. Dambudziko guru rapa ndirekuti dzimwe nyika idzi dzapindira idzi inyika dzagara dziridzo dzakatipa zvirango, dzakatitemera zvirango zveupfumi hwenyika, hatingatiwo maeconomic sanctions, and vese vari 7 of them ndo vanofoma iye yatinoti the West, and ndo vagara vakatibata pahuro nekutitsikirira mudumbu kuti titadze kufema, asi vachitifemai. Vakatisunga makumbo votiti mhanyai. Ndo vakati vari kutirovambira dzakondo votiti tipinde mugwagwa timhanye nevamwe vakasunungurwa. Saka isu tinongoti zvakanaka vakumbira chikumbiro sachakanaka kuti hurumende iedze kugadzirisa zvinhu izvi. Hurumende yagara iri kugadzirisa. Chatingangokumbirawo sehurumende kana kuti hurumende statement yaichapa ichabuda nhasi in the next 2 hours inenge iri kukumbira kuti kana muchida kuti tigadzirise nyika yedu, madi kutipawo mvumo yekugadzirisa nyika yedu, madi kutisunungurawo pamakatisunga, madi kutiregererawo pamakabata. Uye zvechepiri, sekutirakadanga tiri kuita, hakuna kodzero dzevanhu dziri kunyanya kumbunyikidzwa muZimbabwe. Nyaya yemutori wenhau Hope Chingono, Vangari Vhumwe navaJob Sikala vakadarika pakodzero vakaenda pakupara mhosva. Nyaya dzavakasungirwa hadzinei nekodzero dzevanhu. Iye vakasungirwa nyaya dzekuti vakapara mhosva dzatingati pachirungu they committed a crime. Saka inyaya yemhosva yavakapara yavakasungirwa. Pakupiwa chibatiso havasi kunyimwa nehurumende chibatiso, vari kunyimwa nematare. Hurumende haina simba pamatare. nekuti sine iya inonzi the division of powers in Zimbabwe pama powers edu ari matatu anoti matare hurumende nevanoisa mitemo kana vanoenforce mitemo hurumende inongori nezvayo kugadzira mitemo asi havaise enforcement yemitemo yakagadzira zviri pane matare and mauto nemapurisa ano ndo anenge achibatsira kuti mitemo yaya nendara ruchengetedzwa nzira yedu saka chiri kuitika chekuti vanhu vari kupa confusion havasi kuunderstanda kuti kana nyaya yapinda mudare hurumende haichisina influence over it haichisina simba pamusoro penyaya yamudare zvinonetsa kutambira nekuti vanhu vakatozvitaurira kare kuti hurumende ndo inotonga matare atitonge matare dare rine mutungamiri rine mutongi waro anova iye magistrate kana kuti judge vatongi vematare ava avapiwe avaudzwe matongero anoita nyaya dzavo uyezve kukumbira kuti vapiwe chibatiso vatonge vachibva kumba hurumende haina kana chekutaura makatoona svonzo rapera iri mutauriri wehurumende ari munyori mukuru mubazi remashoko vaniki mangwana vachiti havatozivawo kuti nyaya yakasungirwa OPLDA nekuti harisi basa ravo saka atinge nyika dzikaongorora kuti Zimbabwe iri kuedza nepainogona kuti ibatsire nyika yayo ibatsire mhuri yezimbabwe tiraramo zvakanaka chandinobvumirana nawo mukupedzera mubvunzo uyu ndechekuti uori hurimo munyika yedu hatisi kuramba ende hurumende iri kuita pese painogona kuti ipedze uori kune dambudziko rekuti dzimwe zvinowanikwa kuti vamwe vari kuita uori vari munyika medu ava vanoita sekunge vakachengetedzwa nehurumende vari pakati peuori asi hazvina kudaro nekuti kana uri kure unoona kunge mvura iri mukati memugwagwa iyo isiri mvura kuringori kupenya kwezuva saka zvimwe zvinoonekwa nevanhu vari kure vasiri mukati mehurumende vanofunga kuti hurumende iri kuchengetedza vaori kana vanhu vari kuoresa nyika uori hunotambudza kwete hurumende yoga unotambudza vanhu vose unotambudza vanhu vari kumusha vari muguta vari papi saka uori hauna kumira zvakanaka uyezve tinobvumirana nenyika idzi asi dati tidzivise chinhu chimwe chete kuti pave neuori mukati menyika chinhu chinonzi masanction chinobatsira kuti uori huvepo nekuti uori hunotorarama nemasanction sanction kunenge vane vashomashoma vari kuwana vashoma vari kuwana ava vanenge vaakushandisa uori kuti vakwanise kugovera zvavawana asi tikabviswa pamasanction apa nyika yedu inenge yamira zvakanaka inonaka nekukasika dai tikabatana semhuri yezimbabwe tikakumbira vari kufunga kuti ndo vanogona kutiudza zvekuita kuti vabvise mitongo yavakatipa yemasanction kana tine vaibvisa toenderera mberi nekugadzira nyika saka nechirungu ndongoti why we do accept what the eight missions have said to Zimbabwe. It is the first of its kind that there is a joint statement by diplomatic missions in any given country, except in a situation of a war. But in this situation, we are saying what is the greatest impediment to Zimbabwe? It's not corruption. It's not what is said it is. It is entirely sanctions, because corruption feeds into sanctions, and sanctions is a breeding point for corruption. So therefore, okay, if sanctions are removed, it will help us.
Vadzokora manzwa zviri kutaurwa nava Mavaza uyezve manzwa mashoko ema Western Embassies.
Yes, thank you very much. Ndinotenda. Ndina hangu kunzwa zvanga zvichitaurwa nava Mavaza asi ndaona statement yaiswa ne America, Canada nema European countries. Indeed, we have a crisis in Zimbabwe. We have a crisis because we have a president or a so-called president who is treating Zimbabweans as if they are not human beings. We have a crisis if people are being abducted like animals and that the government says it's not possible. And they fail all these times to avail or to arrest the people that are perpetrating these atrocities or that are perpetrating these abductions. Now, thanks to Mdudusi Matutu, we now have video evidence that shows that the government was responsible for abducting Kawanda Mutyehiwa. They cannot deny that. We have a crisis in the country if a Wopo Chingono is still in jail, it's day 40 today trying to get bail and he's not getting it. He said, we have a crisis in the country. If Ngari Vume is still in jail today, it's day 38 and he's trying to get bail, he can't get it. And yet, in Zimbabwe, bail is a constitutional right. Unlike in other countries like South Africa, bail is a constitutional right. And we know that you are innocent until you are proven guilty. So why are these people still in jail? Why is Job Sikala in jail? They should be out on bail because that's what our constitution says. And we have a crisis in the country. If the people or the person who blew the whistle that there is corruption, $60 million has disappeared, that person is the one who is in jail today, and Obadiah Moyo is walking free and still enjoying the funds that he looted from COVID-19 funds. So we have a crisis in Zimbabwe, and that's the reason why Europe has come in, America has waged in, and Canada are saying the human rights abuses that are going on in Zimbabwe must stop. Mnangagwa cannot continue in denial. ZANU-PF cannot continue in denial. They are making everyone an enemy. Recently, he called...
But, Mr. Dzokora, just to play the devil's advocate, going back to the issue of Tawanda Muchehiwa, who says he was abducted last month and tortured for three days. I read his account, and it's nerve-wracking, really. Very unfortunate what happened to him. You said that because of that video, which I also watched, we now have evidence that the government is the one that abducted him. But I was reading a story posted by Mdudu Matutu today that one of the cars used in the alleged abduction was hired from a car hire in Harare. And so far, there is no, you know, tangible evidence really that links government to this abduction, is there?
If you watch the video very closely, you see Tawanda being taken in another car where there were other people like leader Masota of the MDC Alliance, the Women Assembly leader. And then we see Tawanda being taken away from the same car and taken in another car, a different car.
Yes, but we don't know that these were government players.
Yes, and then the other car, Yangaina Namasoja and the cousins, Tumjudis Matut, drove straight to the police station. It drove straight to the police station and handed over those people to the police station. And the people were still involved in the case on that particular day. If they were none, if they were not police officers, if they were not security officers, why did they go to Blawayo Central Police Station? When lawyer Sithole applied for special permission for Tawanda's body to be produced, that was when the government produced Tawanda and they dumped him somewhere in Maachula. The lawyer said, we want Tawanda's body dead or alive with that habeas corpus application that they did. And immediately after that, Tawanda's body was produced or Tawanda was released from captivity. If they are saying, if they continually say these people are not being abducted by state security agents, why has there been no arrest ever since? Because this has been happening since Itai Dzamara was abducted. Why are all these perpetrators never arrested? We have a government that invests heavily in security, that is CIOs, police, army. Why are they not arresting these people?
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Dzokora, and let me bring in uDokotela Shepherd Mpofu. Mpofu, sikhulume ngendaba kaMuchehiwa, iyo oqale ngayo njalo. Yebo, sibonile udaba lokuthunjwa kwakhe, uyaloba. Konke okwamehlelayo ngemva kokuthathwa kwakhe sibonile i-CCTV footage layo iveza ukuthi wahluthulwa njani emoteni ayekuyo izimota ezase zibagombolozele. Then ama-details kitchenislife.com namuhla. Again, I must commend these fellows. This is, you know, this is good investigative journalism, really. Because they have established ukuthi enye yezimota ezasetshenziswa ukuhluthuna uTendai Motshehiwa ongu cousin kaMtutuzi Matutu, the Zim Life editor. Enye yalezimota Ford Ranger ibikwa yahaywa eHarare from Impala Car Rental. Yebo uzokora uthi because of footage leso kulobufakazi bokuthi uMtshehiwa wathunjwa ngama state security agents waya torture for those 3 days, but omunye engathi still there is no evidence really nailing state security agents ukuthi imota le yahaywa ngumpolisa lo ngakho nguye ohamba waya thumba uMtshehiwa.
I think okokuqala maybe kumele si-address into zezanu PF ukuthi at one level the argument that that sanctions are the cause of the problems, it doesn't hold in this context, because there are many countries that have been under sanctions and they've never sort of blamed, or it has never been, there's never been scientific evidence to prove or to link sanctions with violence and disappearance of citizens or the hunger of citizens. Sanctions that have been imposed on Zimbabwe are very complex and they do affect the economy of the country. No one will deny that. They do affect the economy of the country. I think it would be foolhardy for anyone to deny the fact that the sanctions have an effect. But the sanctions do not make the government of Zimbabwe go around abducting its own citizens. The sanctions do not make it justifiable, or it can be used as an excuse to lock down people and say they cannot protest when there is a need to do those kinds of protests. And therefore, at the end of the day, you cannot say the West must remove sanctions so that the economy can prosper, when we know that the problems have to do with corruption there in Zagala Eka. And corruption has gone to Ekala Manji. Corruption has gone to Lama sanctions. Since the 1980s, about Willowville motor scandal and the like, when Zagala Hunge Lama sanctions. And Ipolat, again, the problem that we have now is Mnangagwa's legitimacy is contested. Because I think as we would win our elections in Nani Elingaganan, even if you quote Nigan in Nani Lelu, is that EC kept on varying the margin. And therefore, at the end of the day, you have Ipolat as a platform to sanitize, or as a platform for Mnangagwa to extend, as it were, a hand to those people whom we claim lost in the elections, when in fact what is at play, what is problematic, is the legitimacy of Mnangagwa. And once you have a system whose legitimacy is contested, you are likely going to have all sectors of the state, including the judiciary, compromised at the end of the day. No one will actually agree to the fact that the judiciary in Zimbabwe is independent as we know it. It's not a fact as it is now. Since the agitation of the war veterans, if you remember, the war veterans became prominent and played a very huge role in Zimbabwean politics, including threatening judges, going to court to disrupt court proceedings and threatening judges. That's where the problem was. Mugabe publicly criticized members of the judiciary. That's where the problem was. And there is no justification, even at law, anywhere in a democracy, where somebody is accused of inciting violence for the 31st of July. 31st of July comes and passes, and there's no violence that happens. And therefore, the person who is being accused of of perpetrating or potential to cause that violence, uloko esentolongwe. And there's no justification in a democracy for such kinds of behavior. And so spend when you interest as Zimbabwe, which state security services will always abduct citizens for different ends. And the Bakona went about the trial, even up to now. And unfortunately for them, Masi Kanyela video footage it shows collaborative work between the people who are in those four different cars. And again, as an aside, MDCA has to tell us who is Masocha and what is their role in this particular incident. Because some of us from outside were actually worried about their role in that. Coming back to the video, if we look at the video, we see Uguti, those people in the forecast actually coordinating and speaking to each other to an extent that when Mucheiwa is abducted and his cousins are also abducted, our cousin Bake, they are taken to Bulawayo Police Central Station. And Imotale Tata Utawanda, they take him to a certain point. But the fact that these people are seen together in the video, coordinating this together in the video, suggests that it's the state security agents that actually abducted Utawanda. And the use of the car rental is actually a security tactic on their part. We cannot explain it now, but we can surmise that they couldn't use government vehicles because they thought it was going to be easily traceable. Unfortunately, what they didn't know was that the camera, which was picking all those kinds of activities that they were doing, and therefore they thought maybe using a hired vehicle wasn't going to expose this. These are the functions and tactics of state security agents. We cannot deny that they need to keep themselves as safe as possible from being exposed. But mm-hmm. It's not for the camera that picked up the footage. We wouldn't even know. And again, the other thing, I think one of the most unfortunate things is that Zimbabwe since 2000, or we can say ZANU-PF, because they've conflated the state and the ruling party. There's no difference between ruling ZANU-PF and the government. For Nick Mangwana to come on an international platform and claim he doesn't even know what Omuel Chinono is being arrested for. At one point, we can forgive him and understand that he's just a nurse with in the information department. But at the same time, somebody who speaks on behalf of the government has to know the truth. The fact that Nick doesn't know actually suggests that even the country's information services is just in sixes and sevens, not so well coordinated. And if a spokesperson of a government comes on an international platform without knowing what's going on, it really speaks deep about even lack of knowledge about the economy, lack mm-hmm. of knowledge about issues around democracy, lack of knowledge about how society is supposed to function in a 21st century dispensation.
Abasanda sikhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lweLive Talk. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lwamalungelo oluntu abikwa esephulwa nguhulumende elizweni. Lamhlanje sibone ama-embassies atshiyeneyo esingathi ngama-Western embassies esethula umbiko oCanada, oUSA, oUK. OPoland labanye bethule umbiko besola abathi kwephula kwamalungelo nguhulumende. Besola njalo inkohlakalo bathi kuleziphathamandla zikahulumende ezibhizi zintshontsha ama-natural resources for personal gain. Konke lokho bathi kumele kuphele. Mazwanzwa ba mpofu. Bathi taura nenya ya Mucheiwa apo, you know, the way his alleged abduction was captured in that CCTV footage, and now today the ZimLive reporting kuti imwe yemotokari yakashandiswa ipapo yakabva kuHarare from a car hire, I think Impala. Saka vadzokora hanzi izvo zvinoratidza pachena kuti Mucheiwa aga pambwa ne hurumende kwanzaona va Shepherd mpofu vachitaura. Ameno, take it from there.
Ndanzwa zvakare vanga vari kutaura nenyaya yezvirango vachitaura kuti tinoona kuti bato reZANU PF vanogara vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yezvirango ndiyo yanyanyokanganisa mafambisirwo ezvinhu munyika. Asi vakataura zvakare kuti asi zvirango hazvizoiti kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachimbunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu. Ndikanzwa zvakare vachibvunza kuti pane mumwe weMDC Alliance ari kunzi akaonekwa mufootage iyoyi, vachida zvakare kuti vatinzwe kubva kuna vadzokora kuti munhu uyu anga ari kuitei ipapo pane chiitiko ichochi. Saka tombodzokera ndichikuzoti taanavo here vanyarikani vedu?
Tavanavo vese, vatawanda dzokora veMDC Alliance, vaDr Masimba Mabaza veZANU PF kuUK, uyezve vaShepherd Mpofu vanoongorora kodzero, vanoongorora zvematongero enyika.
Ndomboenda kuna vadzokora veMDC Alliance kuti vanoona sei zvanga zviri kutaurwa navamupofu panyaya yekuti pane mumwe weMDC Alliance ari kunzi akaonekwa ari pafootage iyoyi.
Vadzokora, we have issues there with Mr. Dzokora's audio, but in the meantime, while he tries to reconnect, Meno, Mav, we still have Dr. Mabaza with us as well.
Kuna ba Mabaza, tombonzwa panyaya ya vataura kuti pane zvinyorwa zvavari kutarisira kuti zvichange zvichiparurwa munguva inotevera vachiwanikwa ivo vachipindura pane tsamba iyoyi yatakaona ichinyorwa ane vabva kure kana kuti vane mizinda iri muZimbabwe vanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzamataura mukoma Mutunga. Ndoda kunzwa kuna vamabasa kuti Dr. Mabaza kuti zvii zvingatarisirwe kunge zviri muzvinyorwa izvi.
Dambudziko ndezvekuti mhinduro iri kuuya nhasi kana mangwana kuseni iri kubva kuhurumende, haisi kubva kumusangano weZANU PF. Saka rurimi rwangu rwakabatwa nemutemo, handikwanise kutaura zvataura nehurumende nhasi. Asi ndinodaivo mubvunzo wangu auya nepamwe ndagona kupindura. Asi kuti ndingofanira kutaura zvichabuda zvataura nehurumende pakupindura zvataura nemaambasadors izvi, zvinonditi remerei mutoro wacho unenge warema, nekuti rinenge raakunzi pachivanhu itsvimbo yakuta dai. Saka handikwanise kupindura on behalf of government vasati vandipa mvumo yacho.
Mnumzana Mpofu, umbiko lo okhitshwe ngama-embassies lawa lamuhla utsho nekubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe lamazwe angentshonalanga, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi kuvele kule mizamo ebikhona phakathi kukahulumende ifuqwa especially nguhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi alungisise ubudlelwano bakhe lamazwe la?
Into eqakathekileyo kumele siyibone ku-statement lesi. It's not so much ukuthi ubudlelwane bamazwe la angusezweni ube mangaki, ukuthi akutshengisa ubudlelwane wayo le government yeZimbabwe, but kutshengisa i-concern yabo ukuthi bangabantu aba-worried ne-condition or ngezinto ezenzakala kuma-Zimbabweans okwesikhathi samanje. And okuqakathekileyo yikuthi nxa bekhuluma indaba ezinje, so sifuna ukuthi iZANU PF or uhulumende weZimbabwe, and kunzima futhi ukuthi sikhulume ngeZANU PF yodwa kumbe sikhulume ngohulumende weZimbabwe yodwa, because of what ZANU PF has done to that country, because it has conflated ZANU PF in the government. But at the end of the day, mbona ukuthi kule mzamo yenziwa eSouth Africa, yebo, but i-silence of other major stakeholders in Zimbabwean politics was actually loud. Manje sebekhulumile, I think so iZimbabwe government might be pushed ukuthi ba-act in a much more quicker way.
Thank you there, Dokotela Mpofu, qhubeka ubambile. Mavta vawana here vadzokora.
Ehe, Mutunga taanavo vadzokora, regei tiende kwavari. Hello vadzokora.
Makadi tete Mavena.
Aiwa, ndiri wadi. Saka pindurei yenyu mubvunzo watanga tavunza.
Yes, I can confirm that there was an MCC official on that during that abduction. And as far as I know, and as far as I the information I got from her, she was also abducted. She was taken to the police station, released from the police station, abducted outside the police station, and beaten up, and then dumped at a shopping center somewhere. That's what I got from her. And that's the information I can provide, you know, to the best of the information I have. But going back again to the issue of Tawanda and the continued denial by ZANU-PF, including people like Mavaza, we want them to tell us again. I'll ask this question: why are these people that they are saying are perpetrating these atrocities, these abductions, why are they not being arrested? The bunda yin kupira paka paka abductwa Zamara. The trio, the MGC trio, were alleged to have been abducted by other people, and they actually beat them up. We have a government that is supposed and that owes the people of Zimbabwe security. We are supposed to be protected. The trio are supposed to be protected by the government. Why hasn't the government arrested those people? And in the case of Tawanda, we are so blessed that we even have the names of the CIOs that are involved, and we will name and shame them. We have Innocent Sigona. We even have these pictures: Ronald Msarurwa, Joshua Zingwe, Frank Muzembi. Basically, my CIO are based from Magnet House, Mbulawayo. Mbulawayo. Saka apana marambiro avangaite, baka tora mana, baka ponda mana. We have an insensitive government, and therefore in Zimbabwe we have a crisis. And that's the reason why we are seeing the European Union coming out, America, the United Kingdom, even our own church in Zimbabwe have told ZANU-PF and the government that we have a crisis. The Secretary General of the ANC has also seen it, and he has said we have a crisis in Zimbabwe. The Secretary for International Relations for the ANC has also confirmed the same thing, that we have a crisis in Zimbabwe. So we, the only people that are not knowing and agreeing that we have a crisis is ZANU-PF and people like Mavaza, who are paid to defend the government. And maybe they are not seeing that we are in a crisis because they are a crisis themselves.
Tombo kubata ipapo kuti saka muchiona zviri kuitika izvi semaonero enyu imi remangwana munoda kuti zviitwe sei chichingaitwe panyaya iyoyi.
It's very clear Emmerson Mnangagwa knows what he has to do to correct the situation in Zimbabwe, to correct the wrongs that he has done. The European Union has told him, sit down, let's have a decent dialogue. South Africa, Botswana, Namibia, the churches in Zimbabwe have spoken the same thing that President Nelson Chamisa has been saying to Emmerson Mnangagwa. Let us sit down and have a dialogue that is underpinned or refereed by other people that are not ZANU-PF, SADC, AU, or other leaders, retired leaders from Africa. So in short, we need dialogue between the people of Zimbabwe. And President Nelson Chamisa has been everywhere on SABC in Zimbabwe talking about that. We are ready. He is ready to talk to Emmerson Mnangagwa. But it is Emmerson Mnangagwa who is refusing. We all saw when envoys were sent from South Africa. He even stopped them from seeing other stakeholders in Zimbabwe. This is a person who is not serious about resolving the national crisis. Why would he do that if he wanted to make things better in Zimbabwe and improve the livelihoods of Zimbabwe? You would allow everyone, every stakeholder, to speak, every stakeholder to say their part to the envoys that has been sent from South Africa. But he stopped them.
Tiri papo vajokora maybe muchidimbu mombotaura nerurimi rwamai nekuti vamwe vanoti tinonzwa vachamisa vachitaura kuti vari kuda kutaurirana navamunangagwa asi hatisati tanyatsoona kuti zvii zviri kubuda panyaya iyoyi uyezve vamunangagwa vachitiwo ivo vari kutaurirana nepollard saka pachagadziriswa sei ipapa
pollard yacho makagumisira kuinzwa rini hakusisina pollard yakanyararwa kudhara nekuti zvakatoonekwa kuti Poland haisiriyo mhinduro iri kudiwa nevana veZimbabwe. Tiri kudiwa pano kutaurirana pakati pavachamisa naEmerson Mnangagwa. Ende vachamisa sekutaura kwandamboita izvozvo vagara vachingotaura kwese kwavanoenda paSABC, kumasocial media, kupi vachitaura kuti vakamirira vamunangagwa. Ivo vakatogadzirira kare kuti vagadzirise nyaya dziri kunetsa muZimbabwe nekutaurirana. Havasi kuda zvehondo, vagara vachitaura mavanzwa pavanga vachitotaura kwokuvigwa kwaPatson. Vachitaura hatisi kuda zvemhirizhonga munyika, hatisi kuda zvekunetsana munyika, tikuda kuti tigare pasi titaurirane tigadzirise nyaya iri kunetsa muZimbabwe. Asi pavanenge vachitaura ipapo, vamunangagwa vanenge vachitevedzera kuti vanhu vari muno matoro, vanhu vari muno vanofanira kugadziriswa. Makavanzwa vachitaura kuti madokta achavateerera, vanhu maloya ari kudifenda vanhu vachavateerera. Esi takazoona vaBeatrice Mtetwa vachishungurudzwa pamberi penyika yese. VaBeatrice Mtetwa ndo loya ratingati guru muZimbabwe, asi takavaona vachishungurudzwa semunhu asakana nebasa rese. Wobva watarisa zvakataurwa navamunangagwa zviya kuti valoya acho nemadokta acho tichavateerera. Saka tiri kuona isusu vachamisa vari kutaura ngatigarei pasi, asi vamunangagwa vari kutonongedzera futi nemapanga nekusimudza tsvimbo kuti varwise vana veZimbabwe.
Aiwa, chimbobatai makadaro Ntunga.
Just as a disclaimer, I know Studio 7 is a station of record, but mazita maCIO ari kunzi ndiwaka abductor Muchehiwa ataura navadzokora. We have not independently verified that Studio 7. Saka just to be clear, those are allegations are coming from the MDC Alliance. Timbo dzokera kwamuri vamavaza as we wrap things up. Timboenderera mberi nenyaya yaTendai Muchehiwa, because I think he has become a symbol of what many are calling state sanctioned abductions in Zimbabwe at the moment. I'm sure you read his chilling account of how he was abducted, how he was tortured, forced to drink his own urine for 3 days. And today, Sawona, Zim Life, Zekari, and really kudos to them, because they are a shining example of what investigative journalism should be all about. Taona nasi wachiburisa mashoko ekuti one of the cars zaka abductor Muchehiwa was hired from Impala in Harare. Ndofunga makaona zvakare mapictures ake in hospital ane mavanga wounds from the torture that he experienced. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvozvo?
Munenge mandiomesera, but kanditi nekukasika chekutanga vadzokora vapa kana vataura zvavanofunga kundo zvakaitika. Kana muchiti vachitiyo veMDCA Muchehiwa akakidnapwa nevanhu vavanoziva nemazita avo, saka zviri pachena kuti kana vachiziva vakakidnapa vanhu ava ngavaburitse pachena, ngavaende kumapurisa nemazita aya.
Dokotera Mpofu, ngize kuwe 30 seconds ungasivhalela uhlelo.
Into khona yekuthi iZANU PF ilenkani, and inkani yakhona ngeyokuphika izinto ezisegcekeni nje bayaziphika. Okusho ukuthi kuzothatha isikhathi eside ukuze sithole indlela eqondileyo ukuthi kuyiwa ngabi.
Mr Zokora, your last word and 10 seconds, not even 30.
Ma-sanctions ari kutaurwa navamavaza haasiriwo. We have targeted sanctions in Zimbabwe, haana chaari kukanganisa. Ma-sanctions ariko haasi kukanganisa nyika, ndevanhu vakaita sana Munangagwa vari kuita basa rekuponda vanhu.
We want to thank all our guests. We last heard there from Tawanda Zokora of the MDC Alliance, and we also heard from Dr. A. Mavaza from ZANU-PF. Who did we have from South Africa there?
The political analyst, Dr. Shepard Mpofu.
Saka tinotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu. Ini ndini Marvelous Mchanganya huye. Ndiri muWashington ndichiti muve neweekend yakanaka tosangana zvakare svondo rinouya. Uyezve tisingakanganwi kuti chirwere cheCovid-19 chichiriko. Saka ngatigarei kure nacho Mtunga.
Yebo mava lilale kuhle muli eZimbabwe. Mina ngingontunga milinko mo.